Hello, and welcome to Jazz Vignettes from the Hall. I am Maria Leniak. In this special series, music enthusiast Steve Gedrose explores the world of jazz from its roots to the present day. He breaks the fascinating, ever-evolving genre of jazz into easily digestible themes, backed up, of course, with plenty of music examples. In each episode, Steve will introduce you to musicians who were or are some of the key driving forces behind the evolution of jazz music. We recorded Steve's presentations live at the beautiful Old Fire Hall in downtown Whitehorse, Yukon. Annually, between October and April, Jazz Yukon presents 5 concerts as part of their Jazz in the Hall concert series. These events feature leading local jazz groups and are opened with a presentation by Steve, where he provides the background and interesting tidbits about the live music performed that evening. Today's episode will explore exciting music from a freewheeling funk band from New Orleans called Galactic. Not only a mainstay in the rich gumbo of Louisiana, these talented musicians ensured their enduring legacy by purchasing the iconic Tipitina's Nightclub in 2018. They love all things New Orleans and bring new sounds to the local heirloom, the brass band. We dare you to remain seated as you listen to this rousing music. Here's Steve to tell you more.
Thanks very much. Tonight, Roger's Funkometry Group will be serving up some classic funk as created by Herbie Hancock, James Brown, and the Meters, among others. And as I've already dedicated a vignette to this style, I thought that I would follow the development of this music from an exciting band from New Orleans, Louisiana. Although New Orleans is generally considered to be the birthplace of jazz, the city has always been a melting pot with many cultures and musical styles at play. The Crescent City was home to some of the earliest funk bands, including the aforementioned group, the Meters. They performed and recorded from the late 1960s until 1977. Their unique southern sound allowed them to play an important role as backing musicians for other artists, including Lee Dorsey, Alan Toussaint, Robert Palmer, and Sir Paul McCartney. The Meters played on his Venus and Mars recording from 1975. The Meters' influence, tagged Bayou Swamp Funk, can be heard in many bands from the New Orleans area, such as the Neville Brothers, the late great Dr. John, Rebirth Brass Band, the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, and many others, including the focus of my attention tonight, the collective known as Galactic. The dictionary defines this name as of or relating to a galaxy, especially the Milky Way galaxy. This adds an extraterrestrial element that seems fitting for this cosmic unit. The band was formed in 1994 as an octet under the name Galactic Prophylactic. That included singer Chris Lane and guitarist Rob Gowan. The group was soon pared down to a sextet of guitarist Jeff Raines, bassist Robert Mercurio, drummer Stanton Moore, Hammond organist Rich Vogel, and Terrell DeCluett on vocals, later adding saxophonist and harmonica player Ben Elman. The band has been categorized as a jam band. This evokes their propensity for improvisation. They have developed a highly original sound as a result of their personal influences that include rock, funk, brass band, blues, jazz, hip-hop, electronic, and world music. They create a true New Orleans gumbo of party and dance music. One of my challenges was to decide which music to use from their vast and ever-expanding discography. They have a whole lot of music out there. In 2007, the band began to self-produce their albums. This opened them up to more studio experimentation and exploration, resulting in their loop, edit, and production-heavy album called Yaka May. Yaka May is a recording that Galactic released in 2010. This title is named after an Afro-Orleanian soup of Asian origin. It can be made with any meat you have around, noodles, hard-boiled eggs, green onions, and any array of spices. It's a good analogy for this record's 15 tracks, which are rooted in the diverse music of post-Katrina New Orleans. I'd like to play a track from Yaka May called Double It, featuring Big Frida. She is an American musician known for her work in the New Orleans genre of hip-hop called bounce music. Frida has been credited with helping to popularize the genre, which has remained largely underground since its inception in the early 1990s. I thought this was a man on vocals, and my research turned up this quote. "I'm not transgendered. I am just a gay male. I wear women's hair and carry a purse, but I am a man. I answer to either he or she." So that answered all my questions. Now let's bounce with Double It. This is number one, please, Jim. This is Double It from Yakame.
No more dreams, no more dreams, it's reality. No longer looking on the world, I'm on the galaxy. No more dreams, no more dreams, it's reality. What you tell them? You already know.
Double It from Yakame. Another fun track from Yakame is called Cineramascope, which features two very accomplished brass players from New Orleans, Troy Andrews, who takes the stage name of Trombone Shorty, and Corey Henry. This is number two, please, Jim. This is called Cineramascope, also from Yakame from 2010. We'll be right back. Cineramascope. You can tell we're in New Orleans, can't you? This next record I'd like to sample is called Into the Deep. This was released in 2015 for Mascot Music Productions. Throughout this recording, co-founders, producers, and arrangers, Ben Elman and Robert Mercurio, create a sonic map of New Orleans that's as vibrant and forward-thinking as it is steeped in the region's rich culture, cementing the band's reputation as both innovators and stalwart defenders of tradition. A famous aspect of New Orleans brass band parades is called second line. The main line or first line is the main section of the parade. Those who follow the band just to enjoy the music are called the second line. It's been called the quintessential New Orleans art form, a jazz funeral without a body. The idea of second line also applies to a drumming style. A second line snare drummer commonly follows the brass band, playing off of the marching beat with improvised polyrhythmic figures. These are meant to inspire the second line dancers, or if the band is improvising, the band itself. Second line drumming styles became a feature of early jazz in New Orleans rhythm and blues of the 1950s. Our man Stanton Moore has mastered this groove and style. He enhances the beat by using phrase samplers to sample a rhythm, which he can then play over, producing intricate and layered drum sounds. At times, he seems to be playing both the first and second lines at once, which adds an exciting element to the music. The group's penchant for this second line swagger is evidenced by the parade route ready, brass and drum-led opener, Sugar Doozy, which wastes little time in getting the party started. This quote by Ben Elman helps to set up this funky track. He states, "We all love brass band music, so we tend to always have brass band numbers on our albums. We write them with the idea of how awesome it would be to hear the Rebirth brass band going down the street in a second line playing one of our songs. And that's where we start. We try to think of a real second line song that would get people slapping stop signs and dancing on cars." This song title is in honor of a character called Sugar Doozy from the Sixth Ward. He has been described as the most flamboyantly gay second liner on the scene in Treme. This is number three, please, Jim. This is Sugar Doozy from Galactic's 2015 album called Into the Deep. We'll be right back. Sugar Doozy. From an album called Into the Deep. My final sample is from Galactic's newest release called Already Ready Already, released in February of 2019. One of the band's modus operandi is to feature guest artists that they admire. This track is no exception as it features Miss Charm Taylor from a New Orleans band that was called the Honorable South. So this is number 4, please, Jim. This is a track called Clap Your Hands from Ready, Already, Ready, Already.
I gotta let it go, 'cause I'm in my zone, and I feel it all over, deep down in my soul. So I'm reminded, I'm gonna burn up the night, kid, we're gonna live. But didn't you feel the blast? Wasn't your week so, 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 so typical, so typical?
Well, clap your hands, clap your hands. Well, stomp your feet, stomp your feet. Well, clap your hands, clap your hands. It's something in the air, it's something in the beat. It makes me feel so, 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 so free. Freedom, freedom, freedom. I gotta let it flow, 'cause I know what I know, you know what I mean. And I feel it all over, it's deep down in my bones, and I won't fight it. I'm gonna burn up the night, kid, we're gonna live. But didn't you hear your name? Wasn't your week so, 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 so typical, so typical? Well, clap your hands.
Little number called Clap Your Hands, featuring Miss Charm Taylor. Galactic has put their money where their hearts are. After playing and recording for many years at Tipitina's, New Orleans' most revered juke joint, the band has purchased the club. Tipitina's was named after a New Orleans standard, Tipitina, by Professor Longhair, who performed there frequently between the club's founding in 1997 and his death in 1980. Among the acts who have recorded live albums here, there, besides Galactic, are Fish, Dr. John, the Neville Brothers, the Blind Boys of Alabama, and in part, Wilco. National acts with a less rootsy bent have been welcome there as well, including the likes of Nine Inch Nails and Pearl Jam. It continues, however, to be best known as a base for local Crescent City acts, including next generation favorites like Trombone Shorty. We're so incredibly honored to be part of the team tasked to be the current caretakers of this historic venue, said Galactic's Ben Ellman. My connection with the club started way before I was lucky enough to take the stage. My first job in New Orleans was at Tipitina's as a cook in the now defunct kitchen. the importance of respecting what tips means for musicians and the city of New Orleans is not lost on us. While Galactic can't be called a typical jazz group, they have initiated a concept that is familiar to jazz fans. They take all the elements of traditional music and expand them to incorporate their various personal preferences. This creates a tasty sonic treat that could only have evolved from New Orleans, Louisiana. I hope you have enjoyed this brief look at the musical world of the smoking band, Galactic. Thank you very much.
It seems that only New Orleans could spawn a band introducing this level of excitement and spunk, not to mention funk. We recorded the live presentation in November 2019. Galactic continues to combine their special talents with some of the Crescent City's leading-edge musicians, ensuring that their and our galaxy will burn bright into the future. For your immediate future, we have time for one more track from Galactic, and it's Get Ahead On from Galactic's album Vintage Reserve.
Yeah.
This program was made possible by Jazz Yukon, a volunteer organization that promotes and presents jazz in the Yukon through an integrated annual program of live jazz presentations and jazz education outreach. This episode was researched, written, and presented by Steve Gedrose. Live recording by Jim Holland. Script edits by David Sillery. Dieter Gate is our producer, and I am Maria Leniak. Thank you for listening.